This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's World War II veterans. Today's episode, The Advocate.
As World War II began, Bernie Leader was, like many young Americans, determined to fight for his country.
You know, we saw all these movies about the Air Force, and I wanted to get in the Air Force, and I went to enlist, and I couldn't pass the Air Force physical because of my eyes. So then I thought, well, I'll try the Navy. So I tried to enlist in the Navy, and through the physical, I found out that I was colorblind.
At last, Leader landed in the Army at age 20.
Infantry training, we went right overseas and landed in France.
Fighting on the front lines in France and Germany, Leader achieved the rank of sergeant.
I didn't come home the day the war ended when everybody was happy and all that. I was actually overseas about a year after the war ended.
Bernie Leader's public service didn't end then. He joined the reserves after coming home. Then in the 1980s, he was elected to the Minnesota House of Representatives. He spent 26 years there, the last World War II veteran to serve in the Minnesota legislature. Leader sponsored the bill that built Minnesota's World War II Memorial.
Today, we dedicate this memorial in honor of the greatness and goodness that Minnesota's World War II veterans gave the world.
He was there when ground was broken in 2005, not just as the memorial's champion, but also as one of the thousands of World War II veterans that it honors.
Veterans Voices is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at minnesotavets.org.